I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Let it begin. We're back. It's Maria Sai with AfterBuzz TV. You're here for season 4, episode 13. I'm here with my ladies, Trina and Jane. We're all doing a lip. We are all doing a nice color. We are looking gorge. Mine's a bit more subtle, but it's fine. You know what's not subtle? This hour of TV that, in my opinion, was the best hour of TV I've seen in a minute. It was so good. It was so good, guys. I have to get into it, and then you're going to give me your overall thoughts. First of all, the whole episode was basically Hannah and Luke. They finally did something more than PG action. So we're at PG-13. We're not quite R yet, but people are still getting hand jobs in the back of cars, like Carl and Danielle. People are getting eaten out. Are we in high school? I don't know what's happening, but we're going to get into all of that. There's really not a lot of different topics, because this whole episode was basically the drama between Team Amanda, Team Paige, against Hannah. So as Jane knows, I'm fully Team Hannah all the way. The crying was everything. I think you could have made a TikTok video of Paige crying, of Hannah crying. There was so much potential. Carl's acting a fool, and we have lots of news. Jane is going to give us so much news. The tea is going to spill all over your apartment, guys. It's going to go nuts. And then I can't forget of Trina's world-famous fashion segment. It's going to give you life. We're going to talk predictions. We're going to talk about that crazy season finale teaser. Hello, platform stilettos and stripper poles. I was here for all of that, but before we get into all that mess, what are your overall thoughts? Trina, take it away.
I was not expecting this episode to be so focused on Hannah and Luke the entire time, but very exhausting. I was emotionally a wreck after this. I cried once. Yeah, because it was sad at one point. Crying at each other, I just felt really bad because nobody was understanding each other and they were just crying at each other. And we've all been there for something like that. And I just felt really awful that it was on TV, kind of. And I just really felt for their situation because it's hard. It was hard. They were driven to tears because they had no more words. But it was a really good episode. I have lots of opinions on these people because some of them are doing the right thing and some of them aren't.
Amen to that. There was so much ugly crying. So it was real. Like, they weren't pretty crying. Like, a lot of times the housewives pretty cry, but these two were sobbing. So that was sobbing. That really affected me.
What about you, Jane? There's two things, both involving Hannah, that we've been blue-balled by this entire season. And it's Hannah and Luke boning, even though they haven't fully gone there yet. We finally feel a little bit of relief about that. And then it's this big Hannah Paige blowout that we've been waiting and waiting for. And like, tonight was the episode. So I feel like we really got that moment, and maybe it wasn't as fully cathartic as we wanted it to be, but Trina got her cry. You know, I feel like this episode really synced up cycles with like all of our quarantine mental breakdowns. Really was a moment. It was a vibe, and they jam-packed it with so much eventful material. Like, plus we got a roast, which like my heart was singing because I live for roasts. And so this episode was everything for me. Everything.
Ooh. Wow. Yes, Jane. And Jane's selling herself short because she is one of the best roasters in probably the whole U.S. So we're going to have to
do that. So sweet. I've been out of the game because I haven't been on stage at the Comedy Store doing roasts for months because of quarantine. But I was scheduled to do one at a main event, and now we can't be there. So whatever. So anyway.
So that's why she's been roasting us on the group chat.
She has been, guys.
Roasting us.
She has been roasting us in the group chat. So it's okay. It's all good, though. It's all good. You know what? This episode, they need some tips from you, Jane, because they were not roasting correctly. We'll get to that. They were not doing good.
Yeah. My sister was like, that's so mean. That's so mean at all of them. But I thought there were some that were so epic. And then Carl was a mess. Like, he was just total. Stating incoherent facts. They were like fragments that he was saying, and they were all just waiting. Talk about crickets. We need those cricket sound effects.
We
back
need
for that.
Cricket sound
the
effects.
Cricket sound effects.
Anyway, we'll get there. Amir, get us back on the train.
Yeah, please.
I will get us back on the train that has no stops because of quarantine. This train is just going to keep going down the trail. Rail, trail, I don't know.
Trail.
We're gonna talk.
I don't feel confident in our conductor.
The conductor can get back on course, I promise you. Let's talk about, obviously, the open door incident, but actually the door was closed. It seems like the producers loved putting Hannah's moans to her tennis game. So that was a little interesting. And then the way that Luke was kind of very cavalier, like he, after the whole thing happened, he just came down and was like, what's up, guys? And it's like, you can't have that energy with girls. Like, have you never talked to a girl? Like, you can't go down there and go, hey, what's up, guys? You were moaning for an hour and a half, bro. Like, you got to give us something more than that. What do you guys think about the way that Luke handled that whole situation?
I thought it was annoying, but I often think when he's under pressure, he does not respond well. So it was super expected. I didn't think that he deserved what came next, which I'm sure we'll get into after this, but I thought it was just annoying, not thought out, reactive stuff. And he is always in the wrong crowd when he feels that way. Always.
And he gets defensive. Like he'll be like, what's up, guys? Like, and then he becomes like,
yeah. Well, because he's got he's already so insecure about whatever's about to happen. He operates on fear throughout that entire house, but acts like he just loses his mind, but he's really just scared.
Interesting. I like that. That's an interesting take.
I feel like Luke has moments where he's just like disassociated for half of the episode.
Totally.
I can relate to that. I very much relate to that. I think he just feels outnumbered because he knows how many people in the house, they don't just like love Hannah. They are ride or die for Hannah. Like there's a difference between being like, oh, you know, I fuck with Hannah. And then it's like, no, I will literally like stab you to protect her. So I think he just gets overwhelmed. But what I want to like really get to is obviously the argument between the girls. So we have Amanda on one side, we have Paige with her points, and then we have Lindsay kind of getting in between it. There's so many dynamics and it kind of bothered me that Lindsay was getting off on it. Like, she was kind of like, let them just live. Like, let them talk. Like, don't interrupt. Like, she wanted Hannah to be buried. Like, that was a bummer. Like, what did you think of that, Jane?
About Lindsay's involvement?
Yeah, like, Lindsay just kind of getting off on, like, Hannah fully getting roasted, like, for lack of a better word, roasted by the girls. Like, she was getting teared apart.
But Lindsay was there for Hannah. Like, I didn't get the sense that she was getting off on it. I do think that she did love the moment of being able to be the one to swoop in and console Hannah because she kind of feels like she has this, like, sibling sort of relationship with Hannah. And at the end of the day, like, those girls can be really clicky. And even though they sometimes deny it or try to make us feel like they aren't, at the end of the episode, we obviously saw that they're like, yay, the clique's back together. I feel like Lindsay feels on the outskirts sometimes, and I will say she was getting off on the opportunity to be there for Hannah.
Interesting. That's an interesting take.
I do love that she was defending her in that way, but then also like Paige's moment, like I fully get where Paige is coming from, and I do feel like her entire argument is so feminist that like I think they're both like coming at it from a feminist perspective but on a completely opposite end of the spectrum. Like Lindsay is like, she wanted it, let her get it, she's a woman, she can decide for herself, and Paige is like, don't let her be manipulated, she's stronger than that, you know? So I was like, huh, like I feel like they're both coming at it from a empowered place in their minds, but I can see where like Paige's to me felt more empowered. Paige's POV. But at the end of the day, we've talked about this, like Hannah just is a competitive person who wants to win. And I think once she's had this carrot dangled in front of her the entire time, like she just wanted to bag Luke and she got it and let her have it. And now she's, you know, she's not going to stop until she gets it. And she's going to defend the fact that she deserved the D.
Got it. So the carrot is a D then. No, the carrot is a dick. The carrot is a dick. Okay, I just want to make that clear. Okay, the dangling of the carrot is the dangling of the dick. I got it. Okay.
It's an analogy. Great analogy.
I love an analogy. Well done, Jane.
Can I?
Jane, go ahead. Yes, Trina, please.
Can we talk about the part before that happened?
Yes.
Because
yeah, I really got carried away.
No, you didn't. That was the question. But I think it's crazy for everyone to just think that because they heard a bunch of noises that they deserve to have all of the answers in the world. When they came at Luke like that, you have to tell us, you have to tell us, and tell us, why won't you tell us? That was crazy. And I know we're getting to it later. People have opinions on this. They have opinions on this after watching it even. But I think that's incredibly ridiculous. No one deserves to know someone else's business just because you hear it. And then when they took that attitude outside and are talking about her behind her back, and then they fight with her in the way as if they deserve something, I think that is incredibly crazy. And I think Hannah, and I don't think Luke deserved it either. Yeah, he's not behaving to the best of his ability, but he doesn't deserve for you to be in his face and tell him that you deserve to know everything about his life. It's annoying.
Right. No, that's a really great point.
This is the summer house. They always feel entitled to know.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that we can't point out that they aren't.
No, it's a good point. It really is, Jane, because what it brings up, like, I think, Trina, what it brings up is that, like, the fact is, if Luke had said, oh, yeah, I boned her and I ate her out, then they would have been like, oh, he's a douche. Like, he's talking about, like, anything he said, if he didn't talk, they hated it. If he talked, they would have been like, he's a douche. Like, it was like, he couldn't do any right in that situation.
They don't let Hannah do anything right in the situation either. They just go wild. And they were, when she was saying, you don't listen to me, and then Paige said, I do listen to you, and then just kept going about why she was right, you're not listening.
Yep, well said. It's very well said. I mean, listen, that's a great place to transition. And thank everyone for being here for AfterBuzz, the ESPN of TV Talk. We are here in quarantine. I know it's a weird time, but we're all here for you. Talking about Summer House, we only have one more episode. Hopefully they're going to do a Zoom reunion, which would be amazing. We need more deets. We want more info. And obviously Jane is going to do a bunch of fun interviews with the cast. You got to follow her for Quarantine with the Stars. So just keep your eyes peeled for that. Go like, comment, and subscribe, and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And we really, really love all of your comments. And Jane, do we have any comments from last week's episode?
Yes, we do. The comments were lit from last week's episode. You guys are really sounding off below. Remember in the live stream, we've got like 9 of you guys. So let us know what you're thinking as we go. But Jacqueline Ruiz was awesome. She said, you three are the best combination, constant energy and entertainment. Thank you. And we love that. So thank you so much, Jacqueline. You know, there was a lot of shade and comments that we were loving. Someone said, my hot take is that Luke has been messing with Hannah for relevance and to fit in. Ooh. I don't think he was ever really into her. My prediction is that it's a showman. That's from Halambus. That's a hot take.
Wow. So showmance means what? It's not real. It's just for the show.
It's for
show
the show.
Romance.
For the show. For the show.
Wow. Damn. That's savage.
It's interesting. It's savage.
Which is interesting because I do feel like there are some theories like that from this Summer House crew. Mm-hmm. People have said that about different scenarios, particularly Jordan. Of how Jordan was trying to stay relevant in the house by having something with Jules, and people felt that same way about Jules. But have we heard that about Luke yet? That it's a showman?
We have now.
Now we have. But I'd never heard it before. They seem like they actually like hang out if you look at their Instagram posts. I don't know.
The episodes just get shadier, you know, so people are seeing different things than what we're used to.
Very true.
Yeah, there's a lot of theories about Luke in these comments, so you guys should check them out. Thank you for commenting. We love to hear what you think about all of the Luke and Hannah drama, because it has really been creating some turmoil and drama and catharsis in quarantine. So we need to know how you guys feel. NNY said Paige and Amanda are out of line. Amanda's projecting she would like to tell her fiance he is a liar, which we will talk about all of these theories about Amanda and how people are really getting after her in her Instagram later during news. But, you know, people, especially Hannah, has these theories about Amanda being jealous based on her relationship with Kyle. And I don't think that's the case, but.
I don't think so either. But
I don't think that's not the case.
So Trina's so, and Amir and I say not the case, but you guys let us know, especially in the live.
But I will.
What's happening in live?
Yeah, anything in the live?
We have someone in the live. Gene Welsom has been talking to us. That dinner was everything. And then Luke is always on the defense or the opinions there. And you are correct.
Mm-hmm. We love Gene. I love you, Gene.
Yeah. Gene is everything.
Gene is really everything. She is wonderful. But you know what? We got to get to, so we figured out all this dynamic with the girls, and then they're crying, and then Lindsay's swooping in, and then it's like back to work week. And like, literally they have this dramatic fight, and then it's like, then she's playing tennis, and then she's silent, and then Paige, then we fast forward, we go to the work week. I don't like talking about the work week because it's boring. But the only thing that happened of note was Carl and Jules growing a little closer. So it's finally setting up the sex. Like, we need, before it was very like sibling-esque. So now it's kind of revving up a little bit. So I just want to give that a little attention. But what I want to ask you guys is, do you really think they're finally going to have sex in the next episode? Like, we can wait for predictions, but I just quickly want to hear a yes or no about that.
No.
Okay.
I think they might have a threesome.
You do?
What?
Yeah. They were talking about it. They teased it a little bit. And honestly, they teased us once, and I don't think they're going to do it twice. Fool me once, shame on.
No.
No, Jane. Just don't attempt it. We don't have the time. Jane. We don't have the time for Jane.
We don't have the time for riddles.
They'll fool us all they want.
Here's my troll under the bridge, and he doesn't have time for my riddles.
I don't have time. I'm a troll, and I'm a stay under the bridge. I'm a stay under the bridge. Again, me and Jane are actually friends. This is all true.
I'm not involved.
She's not involved. let's talk about, to get back
on track. Wait, Amir.
Yes.
Back to the work week. I think we need to discuss Luke selling the engagement ring.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which I was getting
I felt like that was a key moment.
He was getting there, to it.
But you're good. Go ahead. Let's talk about it. No, you're fine. You're fine. Let's get to it. So this is, again, it's great that he's trying to kind of get rid of the ring and he's trying to start over, but he definitely flirted with the lady who was selling the ring. I'm like, boo, did you really need to flirt with her? Like, what the hell? And that ring was so small, I could barely see it on the screen. I was like,
But he wants $8,000 back for it.
He wants $8,000 for it. It was Tiffany & Co. though. So it's not a bad ring. It's not a bad ring. So what did you think about that, Jane? I know you had opinions.
Well, my opinion based on what you said is that I really need to be better at picking up on people flirting in general. was that really flirting?
Yeah.
It wasn't not flirting.
It wasn't not flirting. There it is.
I like that Trina, Trinaism.
Love it is double not negative. Not
we love a double
negative. I mean, Luke definitely has BDE, so I feel like him going into a transactional exchange could be, you know. Right. Anyway, I am surprised that you can't return a ring to Tiffany & Co.
No, Jason, everyone would return rings once the person said no.
Exactly. Like, he kept that ring for so long.
Yeah. Can you probably ever return a ring?
I'm sure after like 15 days, like a 15-day return period or something.
A very short period. Like, yeah. Maybe if you propose in the store and she said no.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But not a year like he kept it or whatever it was.
Right.
Anyway, it's crazy to me. I felt like it was a symbolic moment of him letting go of that. It's like he's letting go of that past relationship that he had and setting the tone for a new.
Which the jeweler pointed out, which I thought was really inappropriate.
I think they fed her that line. The producer was like, you're going to say this. Like,
I didn't know where we were, and I thought he was getting therapy. Straight up.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
And then she acted like it, and I was like, is this return therapy? I'm confused.
I thought he was going to, like, apply for a real estate job.
It was either real estate job, it was either therapy or an STD check, because it had that window, the glass window. I was like, what's
something strange.
It was very strange. It was like Luke clearly didn't want to record that, and he was kind of like hesitant. But it was a great scene for us to see. But okay, so then now we go to the roast, right? So a lot of mm-hmm. people in this house do not know what a roast is. A roast by definition is literally being as savage as you can about someone, but it's like you do it in a lighthearted way, but you can't like have like kid gloves. You can't go like, oh, Trina, nice sideways hair. Like you have to really dig in. Like,
that was a dig, though. That dug.
Really? The sideways no, ponytail? No, yeah, kidding. I was like, that's not deep. But, like, you know, but you have to go in. Like, if someone's unemployed, you're like, nice unemployment, how are you treating you, boo? Like, you have to go deep. Like, you have to go savage. And these people didn't know. They were like, you were blonde last summer. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, Kyle really missed, or Carl really missed the mark on this.
What was Carl he, you... Been. You expecting Carl to, like, be the roast master of the summer house?
No. She was not good. You know who I was shocked about was Paige. She was so good.
Paige. Jules said something funny, no?
She did. Didn't someone say something about Kyle's cheating? Who said that? That was funny.
That was Luke. He said he's been cheating since college, and he was, like, high school. But didn't Jules say something about Lindsay? Isn't she the one that said the Lindsay doing makeup on Two Faces every morning?
Yes. And that's Lindsay funny. Was like, I don't have two faces. I'm telling you guys, she was blasted drunk because she's smarter than that. She was so drunk. Yeah. Like, she's way smarter than that. Like, she's like,
it was funny, I don't have two faces.
Yeah, she was drunk. Was
drunk. They were so good.
Jane, Roastmaster Jane, give us an opinion.
Yeah, Jane, give us your opinion as like a professional in the realm of roasting. Like, who did the best job? Like, who would you give the award to the best roast?
I mean, obviously the worst was Carl because he was incoherent.
What about the best? I meant to say the best, but the worst.
You said the best. I'm trying to think because all of them had a few that like.
Are you okay?
All of them had a few that I felt hit like really hard and were really funny, and my sister was offended by, which means that they're good roasts.
We love Kate.
Mm-hmm. I can't like think off the top of my head who I felt like won this. Paige did awesome, but she was like kind of cutthroat in that they were biting and like I didn't know if they were like fully funny because she meant them.
Yeah.
What was the one, who said the one about Lindsay being fake? That was Paige, right? And then she was like, it's true, you are fake.
Oh, yeah, and then she went into her second roast, and it was weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it got a little weird. Well, she said she had a fake personality. That's always hard to find the funny in that. It's like
yeah, because it's like, okay, well.
I thought Kyle did really well. I thought that Hannah obviously did great. They didn't show, I wish we saw more of Hannah's roast.
Yeah. The only comedian on the show,
She was kind of timid. I didn't really love it. It was a little timid. I felt like it was kind of. Right? I felt like it was more, I don't know, it was like she was being too nice. You have to kind of get in there. You gotta.
Maybe she was scared because of the, everything had just happened that day. And she was trying not to like say real stuff.
That's smart. I'm into that. I'm getting hot, guys.
I honestly wish I could have watched that scene again like 3 times before this show so that I really could have like dissected it. But, you know.
We've got a thought. From the chat, from Amsterdam.
We love Karen. Karen.
We love you.
Yes.
We love Karen. Karen, who was the best at roasting?
Yeah, let us know, Karen.
Please. We would love to know. Yeah, the roast was it was a fun episode. Like, it was a fun little ending. It's better than their, like, family dinners where it just gets awkward. At least they had a theme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was here for it. I'm not mad at it. Shall we do our fashion segment? Do you guys have any last thoughts? I know a lot happened in this episode, so I want to give it attention. Is there any last
Should we talk about the last moment, the Paige's round two of the roast, which was just her being Paige? I think that I did not expect that. I was like walking around my waiting to come on the show. And then suddenly we took a turn and she went in for the real on her. I didn't see that coming. And then I didn't see Lindsay flipping the switch either and just walking away, even though she was kind of offended the whole time, I think. So I didn't see that coming. Did you guys see that coming?
Not
at all. I didn't see it escalating that much where she would be, and then when she walked the door frame, she was like, "You're fake!" And then walked the door frame. I was like, what is happening? It's like a music video or something. She was wearing
totally
cutesy top and it was like sheer. And I was like, what is going on?
Paige was fully activated this whole episode. And it was honestly great. Like, I feel like we just haven't seen that from her in it to this extent. You know what I mean? Like, she was really popping off, but I loved it.
Because she was ready, I think. I think she'd had enough. She did her cry and then now she's not keeping stuff in anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
And claws were out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Claws were definitely like, out.
What an episode to have the idea to do a roast, because, you know, you're supposed to roast the ones you love, but like everyone was on edge and like upset with each other. So like, what an episode to really air all of the dirty laundry. But that's why roasting is fun and good, because then you can just laugh about it, even though obviously like they're not all comedians. So a lot of them were just like straight up insults or sentences. But I really loved it.
Oh gosh.
I think it was funny, and I think the reason Paige kind of got to that level and kind of got outside of the game, or maybe the game kind of took her over, is that I think that she was so hurt that her boyfriend had to pick her up. She was so crying. And if you saw the one quick scene I watched very carefully on the refrigerator, it said Paige DeSorbo Parryar, which is Perry's last name. So there's like, it's on the refrigerator and it's like, it's written in her handwriting. So I think in her mind, she's thinking, I'm making my future husband pick me up. I'm a wreck because of this bitch. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so she kind of went off, because Paige doesn't like to lose her cool. And even when she did the live with Hannah, she talked about how they don't like to cry in front of the cameras. They don't like to, like, they've never done that. So the fact that they did it in such a raw, open way, I think she was kind of resentful towards Lindsay, but I could be wrong.
I mean, yes. All yes.
All right. Great. Yes, yes, yes. Let's move on to our fashion segment if you guys have had enough.
Let's do it. So I thought Danielle brought it tonight in her casual chic. I like what she wore to the Last Supper. It was like kind of a sheer white over a tube top. Was it, Jane? Was that a tube?
It was a tube.
Okay. And I just kind of like when Danielle's around, because I think she's the least dramatic of everyone. So she looks good in everything to me because of that. Of course, we have Paige and her sobbing moment, but her sobbing moment was in this orange bathing suit and she looked great. No one's ever looked greater doing a sob, I thought, than Paige. And then, like you mentioned before, she came through to the Last Supper with that white sheer tutu tube that I didn't see fully until the end. I was like, oh, that's a tutu tube, and I am so down for it. And finally, Carl. Do y'all know what I'm gonna say? You don't know what I'm gonna say.
No.
He was wearing at the roast, he was wearing a black crew with a zebra on it, like a cartoon zebra. I am unclear, appears to be a little bit off brand, but maybe perfectly on brand. I haven't figured it out quite yet. It just happened, but I needed to point it out because I mentioned him, I think the last, maybe 2 weeks ago when he dressed like Lindsay. So the only time we talk about him in fashion segments is when we're confused. So yes. I wanted to bring it up, and that's all I got for fashion tonight.
I love that. I love that. You know what? Carl looks like the word lacrosse. Like, the word lacrosse is Carl. So when he wears outfits like that, I'm like, oh, wow.
It was a lot.
But it was a lot of good fashion moments. I don't know how you can yell at someone wearing white jeans and a tube, fluffy,
tutu top,
whatever it was. I don't know how someone could take you seriously, but Paige handled it and she did it well.
So she's feisty.
She works everything she wears.
Yeah. She really does. All right, well, let's do some news because we have so much tea to spill for this second to last episode of the season finale. Like, we have so much tea. Jane, take it away.
All right. So yes, there is a lot of news. Starting with Amanda's Instagram was completely popping off following this episode. She posted a photo of all of them at the apple orchard from the previous episode. And she posted the caption, "I'm human and your words hurt. Please don't expect me to respond. Thanks." So she was very wounded after this episode because a lot of fans were coming at her defending Hannah, but in a mean, biting way. And so Kyle was going into all the comments attacking trolls or fans who were defending Hannah. So I just want to read you some of the comments because it was really going down. This is some juicy news gossip. Someone, first of all, was defending them, saying, "Why does everyone on here need to attack Amanda? She was being a friend looking out for her girlfriend before they took it to a serious level so she wouldn't get hurt." And Kyle came in and said, "Finally, a nice person with a heart." But the others are not so great. And sorry, here we go. Someone said, "Why do you care so much about Luke? You're literally marrying someone who has cheated on you multiple times. You hysterical cry when he does not answer your texts or calls. It seems like you should worry about your own life." We're really going at it.
Yeah.
And Kyle said, "You are so full of hate. You think you saw everything. Amanda did nothing but be a good friend to Hannah, projecting. Hannah and Luke have never had sex. What relationships are you comparing? Makes me sick to see these hurtful comments when Amanda didn't do anything wrong. Having your friend's best interest at heart is not worth trolling. Enjoy your quarantine." Like, it wow. is going off.
Someone Enjoy said, your quarantine is aggressive.
Yeah. Someone said, "I just think all of you are in everyone else's business," which is what Trina said.
And well, Kyle it's said, true.
"Everyone is in everyone's business," which is what I said.
You guys, are you guys the trolls? I don't
know. It's I'm not Kyle. Fake, but there's I'm no Kyle. Hiding. And if you hide, that's basically not how it works. Mm. Say what you want about us. Amanda did nothing wrong. She shouldn't be getting trolled by 200 people because I cheated and she had Hannah's back. Like, it is going down. This is in real time. These were an hour ago. This is hard hitting. Wow. Anyway, so this if you impressive. Want some hot gossip right off the press, check out Amanda's most recent Instagram post.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
You guys,
that was a lot.
Have opinions, but don't be mean.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, you know, Trina and I have opinions, but we are not spamming these people because we stan them at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
True. I appreciate and that. But I think it's also as Bravo celebrities though, Jane, they need to also just ignore it.
Like, that's what I said. Turn your comments season, off. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, at the end of the day, Kyle was really just saying, like, we're humans. We are human beings. And this is ridiculous to come at Amanda like this.
Right.
So on a little bit of a lighter note. A new Daily Dish article showed the headline, "Craig Conover spills the unheard details of hooking up with Summer House's Jules." So basically, he was recently on the Daily Dish podcast and Craig opened up about his hookups, how it all went down. So if you want to get the dirty, dirty deets, check out the latest episode of the Daily Dish. But he said he was like, "Hey, let's do waterslide races." And then they were like, "We're in." And so basically they went to the water slide. They made out. Amir's giving me looks.
Because you're doing weird voices. I was like, what is happening?
I'm animating the scenario. So yeah, basically first base happened on the water slide. And yeah, then basically he was like, "Guys, you dragged me to this party and I'm having a blast." So he stayed. You know, he ended up wearing Carl and Kyle's clothes out. They were having a lot of fun. So basically, he spent that summer in New York. Him and Jules hung out for a couple of weeks. And then whenever he was in New York, they would hang out. And they just had a great time. And they're still close friends. So I feel like we need to know a little bit more about what happened. Amir, do you have any additional insight other than the water slide?
So there was the water slide, and they hung out for a couple weeks in New York when he was there. But then also he said that every time he's in New York, they hang out. So I don't know how many times he's
been. I feel like there's got to be more. Like, you know, there's got to be more. You know what? I'm going to ask Jules.
Yeah, why don't you ask Jules about that? I don't really have,
exactly.
Like, I don't have more info. I don't have, like, Craig's dick pic here. But go ahead and ask Jules. Like, we can see what Jules has for us.
So I'm going to ask Jules when I'm chatting with her on the 7th, next Thursday. We will, I think, have a live stream for that. So
stay
posted.
Jane, what time? Jane, what
2 p.m. PST.
PST. You guys, go see.
Actually,
it's going to be
2:20 specifically, PST.
2:20. Okay.
2:20. Yes. Perfect.
And then finally, because we love this phrase so much. Lindsay has her phrase, don't activate me.
Yeah.
And she's made it into merch. She's selling hoodies that say, activate me on them. And they're really cute. And she recently posted about it. So definitely, like, I'm interested. I would like one. So check out her Instagram if you want to see them. Because I, like, would purchase for sure.
They're pretty cute. They're like very streetwear. It says it in small letters. It's super cute.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like your typical graphic tee that is like screaming, this is branded merch. It's like very tasteful and funny at the same time. So I love really that. Care for it.
I love that.
Anyway, that's her name.
Awesome. That's great. And she took, you know, the one note from Andy Cohen where if you're on a Bravo show, you better be selling some merch.
Ooh.
So, good for her. Yes. That's smart. Thank you for the news, Jane. That was a lot, and it was great. I learned a lot. I feel like a better person, and I feel good about my day.
Yeah, we learned a lot of good morals from that news. Don't be mean to people. Treat them well. Don't be a troll. And if you're going to be a troll, at least have the decency to have a profile picture on your Instagram account.
Yes.
Kyle said to one of them, grow a face, troll.
My favorite is good luck in quarantine. It's like, or enjoy your quarantine. That's aggressive.
Yeah, it was enjoy your quarantine. Good luck is additionally savage.
Wow. Grow a face, troll.
I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to start saying grow a face, troll. I'm into that. I am really into that. That's some good news. We stand Kyle, and I love him supporting his fiance. So I'm assuming their wedding's also on pause. So we'll have to give you some update on that as well. Maybe in our last episode. Let's do some predictions. So what do we think? Trina, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't think there's a threesome. I'm just going to leave that fully on the table. I think we're getting duped once, maybe twice to three times next episode. I hope that there's no more mean to Hannah stuff because... she is a grown woman and y'all gotta let her do her thing. So I really hope it just subsides and it goes away. And that's pretty much all I'm hoping. Oh, and I hope that somehow Carl snaps into his senses, doesn't lose his job at his best friend's company, and just we leave this summer and he gets it.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great point because we didn't talk about that, Trina. So if you guys missed that, Carl showed up drunk to a meeting, kind of embarrassed Kyle for the second time in front of investors. So this is bad. This is bad. Not a good look, Carl. Not a good look. Jane, what about you?
Yeah, I could see them like really having a sit down with Carl about that scenario, which would be so interesting to do at the summer house because... yeah. Like they always do it at the summer house where they sit someone down and give them an intervention in a various like different way of how they're being a bad person or gossipy or this and that. I could see them like sitting Carl down and saying something. I hope that they do it in the middle of the week when it makes sense. And I hope to God they don't bring it to the summer house when all of them are drunk being like, you're drunk, you're drunk. But you never know. I think that could come to a head. I think I think that Kyle and Amanda are doing great. I think that they're going to have a lot of blissful moments to finish this out in this season. I think that Jules, Carl, and Danielle are going to have a threesome And I think that Hannah and Paige are friends again, and it's going to be fine. But Amanda might be a little bit on edge still about that whole stage.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think Amanda went a little harder than Paige, and I think she's just a more emotional person in general. So I think this is just affecting her more. I don't really have anything to add because I agree with you guys. And being the season finale, it's hard to tell what they're going to throw at us. And then they're going to a drag show and the promo, like, there's the makeup and Danielle's back. So, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, there's really not any point in talking about the promo because it's going to happen. Unless you guys have any last thoughts, but I think we can just wrap it up there.
Yeah. I think it just looks like a 2-hour episode. Like, it there's
does.
So much
it does.
That's going to happen. How are you going to fit it in?
Totally. It absolutely does. Jane, any last thoughts before we wrap up?
I mean, I wish we could roast each other, but you know what? We'll do it afterwards.
I was going to say, talk to you in five.
I mean, we could do it on TV, but I don't know how. I don't want to go too low. We will leave it. And in the meantime, if you feel the need to troll us or roast us, you can find us at Trina Go Ahead. Where can they find you?
At Hey Trina Dong on Twitter and Instagram, and on TikTok at Trina Dong.
Yes.
Yay. I'm at Jane Johnson, JOHNSEN _ on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter, on TikTok, on YouTube. We're linked down below, so definitely check us out. And like I said, I'm going to be interviewing Jules and Paige for Quarantine with the Stars next week. So check that out on the 7th. And after Buzz, it's going to be like 2 p.m. Pacific Standard that I'm going to start doing those interviews. So just look for it. And let us know in the comments if you have questions for them.
Yes. Ask questions and send it to Jane because she wants your questions.
Yes.
Love it. And you can find me at Amir Yass _ It's YASS. It's on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I love you all, and I love the show, and I'm so sad it's the season finale next week. What a bummer. But we'll be here covering it next week, and we love you guys all. Mwah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.